Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Tell you something, this guy is a ball player.
They are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
You know, one thing I was thinking about this morning is it's basketball season.
It is.
We got the Warriors Blazers tonight, 7 o'clock at Chase Center. First 10,000 get a bobblehead, Steph Curry, All-Star MVP bobblehead. How about that? Getting that out of the way right off the bat. Yeah. Big night at Chase.
Evan will be out there.
Yeah.
On a date.
Oh. I'm
sorry. No. We're fans.
Why do you do that?
My man living. Stoddy out there with some company. Yeah, he'll be at the game.
How are we talking about the Warriors this year? We going to talk about them
first? I got to
like
give you love.
Like they're a title contender. Right. Or are we going to talk about them like they're a seven seed?
All right, listen. You tell me what can I do with this? And I said it to Evan at Pier 39 Saturday, Stoddy. If we're talking just basketball, and you could guarantee me health, then there's wealth at the end of the tree. This Warrior team can get it done, but I guess life is not. That's not how life works, right? We can't guarantee health. But the basketball component of this, not going Red Cross, the Warriors got major action. And I think they feel it, talking to Tim Roy and Fetsis and all the people, Bonte out there. They feel it, Stoney and Zaza. So you ask me how we're talking about the Warriors, the basketball component of it, I think they got major action.
So who feels it?
Zaza.
Well, he's not a player.
But he's part of the organization, Fences.
Tim Roy, and he's not on the team
but
either.
But he's part of the family, Stoney. They're at practice, Bonte.
And then who's the last one?
Bonte. Bonte and
he's
Tim Roy.
He's not on the team
What about
either.
Kalina? He's listening. Let's hope he's listening. No, I'm like, serious, man. I know you can't guarantee me the health part, but that's across the board.
Yeah,
Halliburton don't go down, maybe the Pacers are champs.
I mean, I like the
like
way
I
the
mean
roster
that.
Looks on
okay.
paper.
All right, wow. That,
there's, I do. I like the way, you know, they have 10 or 11 players. They have two guys at virtually every position. And
damn, Steiny.
That I like. But the rubber always hits the road at some point. Mm. And they have four guys on their team who are going to have big roles, all of whom are over 35, 36. And that's... You know, it's almost to me like Brock Purdy. It's, you know, he's going to come back, and then we got to figure out how we're going to play the rest of the year. I think one of the things the Warriors are going to have to do this year is how to figure out how to be most successful using their guys, using their older guys, using their younger guys, and figuring out the best way to get through the regular season and get as high as you can in the standings. Because I think if we got to be honest, the last couple playoff appearances, you know, you're in a tough spot trying to come from six or seven.
Yeah, I'm not mad, and that's the beautiful things about seasons, right, Stoney? They're long, and you got time, especially last season after the 12-3 start, and I was ready for the parade, and then all of a sudden I'm asking myself and you all and the listeners, was Curry losing a step? Because it just got ugly, and then the basketball gods delivered a trade where Jimmy Butler was in town, and then, what, 27-8 or whatever it was, it just was excellent. My question to you about what you started off with, if you can remember, Stani, were you in on this roster last year at this time?
No, because they didn't have Butler.
Well, and, you know what? Damn.
You know, at the beginning of the year, and Butler's a legitimate player. I mean, the concerns I have, of course, are the age of this team.
Yeah.
There's just no getting around it. And the Golden State Warriors in their front office have made a conscious decision to push this thing, and health is going to be the determining factor. Like, there's no other way to put it. And if they can stay healthy and the young guys improve, then I'm really interested to see how far, you know, how good this team can be.
Right.
But you know, they got, it's a long season, and they got to stay healthy.
Yeah. And that's to me, because I'm going to say this. I don't think no foe and no shade at your T-Wolf, Stani, but I honestly believe no foe took out the Warriors. It was Father Time, and Steph's hamstring took them out of that miniseries.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to talk some hoops early in the show, and then we'll get into the Niners. Kyle Shanahan's going to talk to the media today at 12:40, so that's when we'll get an update, probably. I don't know how much of an update, but we'll probably get some kind of an update on the injuries and Mac Jones and Brock Purdy and Pearsall and the rest. So yeah, he's going to talk at 12:40 today, and we'll either bring that to you or bring the information to you immediately.
Because Willer shocked me, Stani. We were having a provocative conversation about everything around the quarterback position, but that the injury report, that just came out of Kyle's mouth. He didn't mention Mac. We've yet to see if he's going to be mentioned on that injury report today. That is when I'll be super surprised if he's not on there after what we saw. So my point is, I assumed he wasn't on there, but it comes out today. And after what I saw in L.A. just from Mac Jones, Stani, I'm like, man, there's no way he can't be on it this week, right? Unless this is just how his body is and this is what it'll be for the rest of the season. It'll look bad, but I'm okay.
I don't know if he's going to be on it or not. I actually think he won't be on it. Mac Jones, that is. And
well, I guess that's a good thing.
I mean, unless Kyle Shanahan purposely avoided bringing Mac Jones's name up after the game, then he's not hurt because he didn't bring him up.
Yeah.
So,
but how can he not be after what we saw? Multiple times on the turf. I get it, but hey, that is, if you're the Niners, that's a good thing.
I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well, yes, it was a good thing that he played well, and I thought he was hurt, but we'll find out more today on that. This is from the 650, the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. The Warriors, as constructed, are at best a playoff team, and that's how I view them throughout the season. A playoff team, that's top six, that's fair.
Because we're tired of the play-in. We hammered that. I keep going to Saturday. That's such a good time, Stani, Evan, and I. Disappointment City. Shout out Thrive if this team does not get out of the play-in. So I don't know if that's what they meant, but I'm telling you, those are my goals for this team. You better be top six. I'm so sick of the play-in.
You know, it's possible they could go down. They could get worse this year.
And that would, all hell would break loose then.
And what would that look like, all hell breaking loose?
Backstabbing, guys throwing guys under the bus, post-game stuff where we're playing the sound. No, that we don't do that here.
Look, I feel like the Warriors have a lot of intrigue to them this year. I think the Horford addition is going to be very interesting. It gives them something they haven't had for a while. We got to see how Kuminga fits in, and I guess that's where we're going to start on the other side.
Kuminga, JK,
and I don't want to be, you know, I'm just going to be a messenger here.
Oh.
But we've played one preseason game, and
talk to me.
Steve Kerr's already talking like it was last year again. And while I'll play some of that the other side. But how do we talk about the Warriors this year before they play a regular season game?
I'm all in.
If they're do we talk about them like they're a playoff team? Do we talk about them as a title contender? I always feel like how you think of a team in terms of their expectations is going to go a long way toward how you talk about them during the season. Look at the Niners. I don't think anybody expected them to be 4-1 with this squad. They're 4-1 with this squad, and people are excited about it. So 888-957-9570. And on the other side, the Kuminga situation it's starting to resolve itself. The question is, how is it resolving itself? Hey, the Warriors and Blazers play tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. Plus, the first 10,000 fans will receive a commemorative Steph Curry All-Star MVP bobblehead. Don't miss out on the moment to kick off the season on Warriors Ground, the place where all the magic comes to life. Go to warriors.com right now for tickets. And don't forget, the Warriors host their annual open practice at Chase Center tomorrow. That's Thursday at 5:30 p.m., giving fans a rare behind-the-scenes look at a Warriors team practice. Tickets for open practice are $5, with proceeds benefiting the Golden State Community Foundation. Tickets can be purchased at warriors.com/open practice. What's coming up next is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
I'm Batman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.